here is the hazardous weather outlook for South Florida. For today and tonight, rip currents. There is a moderate risk of rip currents along the Atlantic beaches. And now the extended outlook for the period Thursday through Tuesday. A moderate risk of rip currents is expected on Atlantic beaches through Saturday. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed. For more information, visit the National Weather Service in Miami website at www.weather.gov/miami. Issued at 6:41 a.m. Air Force plane finds auto a little weaker. At 7 a.m., Oregon, 1200 UTC, the center of tropical storm Otto is located near latitude 11.0 north, latitude 80.5 west. Otto is moving toward the west-northwest near 5 miles an hour 7 kilometers/h, and this motion is expected to continue today. A turn toward the west and an increase in forward speed are expected tonight and Thursday. On the forecast track, the center of Otto will move onshore within the hurricane warning area on Thursday and reach the Pacific coast of southern Nicaragua or northern Costa Rica Thursday night or early Friday. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 70 miles an hour 110 kilometers/h with higher gusts. Otto is expected to re-strengthen into a hurricane before it makes landfall on Thursday, with weakening forecast after the center moves inland. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 60 miles 95 kilometer. The minimum central pressure reported by an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter is 994 millibars 29.35 inches. The marine forecast, for the following marine locations, coastal waters from Deerfield Beach to Ocean Reef, Florida out 20 nautical miles, and waters from Deerfield Beach to Ocean Reef, Florida extending from 20 nautical miles to the territorial waters of Bahamas. Issued at 3:01 a.m. Today, east winds around 15 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet with occasional seas to 5 feet. Dominant period 5 seconds. Intercoastal waters a moderate chop. Tonight, east winds around 15 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet with occasional seas to 5 feet. Dominant period 5 seconds. Intercoastal waters a moderate chop. Thursday, east winds around 15 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet with occasional seas to 5 feet. Dominant period 5 seconds. Intercoastal waters a moderate chop. Thursday night, east-northeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet with occasional seas to 5 feet. Dominant period 5 seconds. Intercoastal waters choppy in exposed areas. Friday and Friday night, east-northeast winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts to around 25 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet with occasional seas to 5 feet. Intercoastal waters a moderate chop. Saturday, north-northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Intercoastal waters a light chop. A slight chance of showers. Saturday night, north-northeast winds around 10 knots along the coast to north-northeast 10 to 15 knots in the Gulf Stream. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Intercoastal waters a light chop. A slight chance of showers. Sunday, northeast winds around 15 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet with occasional seas to 5 feet. Intercoastal waters a moderate chop. The marine forecast, for the following marine location, Biscayne Bay. Issued at 3:01 a.m. Today, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Bay waters a moderate chop. Tonight, east-northeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Bay waters a moderate chop. Thursday, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Bay waters a moderate chop. Thursday night, east-northeast winds around 15 knots. Bay waters a moderate chop. Friday, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Bay waters a moderate chop. Friday night, east-northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Bay waters a light chop. Saturday and Saturday night, north winds 5 to 10 knots. Bay waters a light chop. A slight chance of showers. Sunday, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Bay waters a moderate chop. The Tropical Weather Outlook. Issued at 6:43 a.m. For the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Otto, located over the southwestern Caribbean Sea. Tropical cyclone formation is not expected during the next 5 days. This is the voice of the National Weather Service, NOAA Weather Radio, station KHP 34, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.55 MHz. Serving Southeast Florida, and originating from the National Weather Service Forecast Office, located on the main campus of Florida International University. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Miami and Fort Lauderdale listening area. Today, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 80s inland except around 80 near the coast. East wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-60s inland except around 70 near the coast. Light winds inland to east 5 to 10 miles an hour near the coast. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Inland, east winds around 5 miles an hour becoming 10 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. Near the coast, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s inland except around 70 near the coast. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour inland to east 10 to 15 miles an hour near the coast. Friday, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 80s. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour inland to east 10 to 15 miles an hour near the coast. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 70. Saturday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Highs around 80. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Lows in the mid-60s. Sunday through Monday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the mid-60s. Monday night and Tuesday, partly cloudy. Lows around 70. Highs in the lower 80s. Sunrise and sunset information for Miami. Sunrise Wednesday, 6:46. Sunset Wednesday, 5:30. Sunrise Thursday, 6:46. Sunset Thursday, 5:30. The forecast ultraviolet index for Wednesday is 5. This exposure level is in the moderate category. The next four tides at the Miami Harbor entrance are low tide, Wednesday, 9:47 a.m. High tide, Wednesday, 4:11 p.m. Low tide, Wednesday, 10:14 p.m. High tide, Thursday, 4:48 a.m. These are the 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time conditions across Southeast Florida on Wednesday, November 23rd. At Miami, mostly sunny. Temperature 73 degrees, the dew point 61, and the relative humidity 65%. Wind, east at 6 miles an hour. Pressure, 30.14 inches and steady. At Fort Lauderdale, mostly sunny. Temperature 76 degrees, the dew point 60, and the relative humidity 57%. Wind, east at 14 miles an hour. Pressure, 30.13 inches and steady. At West Kendall, mostly sunny. Temperature 67 degrees. Wind, calm. At Homestead, mostly sunny. Temperature 70 degrees. Wind, east at 8 miles an hour. At Pembroke Pines, partly sunny. Temperature 72 degrees. Wind, east at 7 miles an hour. At Pompano Beach, mostly sunny. Temperature 76 degrees. Wind, east at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 20. At West Palm Beach, partly sunny. Temperature 75 degrees. Wind, east at 14 miles an hour. Some observations around the state. At Key West, mostly sunny. Temperature 71 degrees. Wind, northeast at 10 miles an hour. At Naples, mostly sunny. Temperature 62 degrees. At Fort Myers, sunny. Temperature 62 degrees. At Jacksonville, partly sunny. Temperature 55 degrees. At Tallahassee, partly cloudy. Temperature 48 degrees. At Orlando, partly sunny. Temperature 62 degrees. At Tampa, mostly sunny. Temperature 60 degrees. Marine observations. Fowey Rocks recorded northeast wind at 15 knots. Sea surface temperature was 78 degrees. Blasses Reef recorded east wind at 16 knots. Sea surface temperature was 79 degrees.